the Rugrats episode where Chucky ate a watermelon and I think Tommy told him, and then he has a dream that he like grows the watermelon and all that. So yeah, I'm scarred. This is the theme for the engine podcast,
friends of the end. And now we start talking. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
I am ready.
All right,
I feel like I'm armed with some good, terrible jokes.
All right, let's begin, Jim. Here comes the dramatic music.
Woody, I said to my wife, for the last 12 years, all you've done is find mistakes in everything I say to you. Mm-hmm. And she answered, you mean the last 13 years.
Jim, my girlfriend pulled the blankets off me last night. I was upset, but I was able to recover.
I told my physician, doctor, everyone hates me. My doctor said, that's ridiculous. Not everyone has met you yet.
That's nice. Jim, you don't need a parachute to go skydiving.
Really?
You just need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wise. Sage advice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Woody, being cremated is my last hope for a smoking hot body.
Jim, I went to Panera and I said I'd like to buy a bagel with cream cheese. And they said, sorry, we only accept cash.
Oh.
I had to leave with my cream cheese.
Cream cheese based economy.
In a bag.
Woody, one big difference between men and women is that if a woman says, smell this, it usually smells nice.
Ew.
That's just a little bit of life right there. Jim, I was looking to buy a pear tree, and the guy said, well, this one grows 18 to 20 feet. I said, that's great, but I'd rather grow pears than feet.
I like that one. Woody, I'm developing a new fragrance for introverts.
Really?
It's called Leave Me the Fa Cologne.
Ah. Almost tripped yourself off for that one.
Yeah, I did.
Jim, I think we all know that diarrhea is part of the human. Let me start over.
So we're tripping each other up. Yeah,
that's right. We'll cut this all out. Nobody will hear this part.
Yeah, remind me to delete this.
We'll fix this in post. Jim, I think we all know that diarrhea is a universal human trait. It runs in our genes.
Ooh.
Oh, that was certainly worth it, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
Feel good about that one.
It's like the Poop Cruise show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Woody, I named my dog 5 miles so I can tell people that I walked 5 miles every day.
That's smart right there.
I like it. Jim, the bouncer told me I had to leave. I asked why. He said, because this is my trampoline.
All right, you got me. I didn't see the bouncer coming. He's a bouncer.
And he was five. Joke.
What do you got to know to have a wedding on the field at Nissan Stadium? Apparently, the owner of the Titans. Blanche Strunk, daughter of Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk, had her wedding at Nissan Stadium on the field.
Uh-huh.
And they built like a giant glass building.
Almost kind of like a greenhouse, but really huge.
Yeah. That's where they had the wedding reception. They had tents out there. And this happened a few days ago. My feed was blowing up with video of them building this like reception hall out of the field.
Yeah, it was like the event coordinator, I think. And man, one random day, I started just getting a ton of videos. And I was like, what is going on?
Mm. I guess she married one of the team executives, and it was June 21st. It was a while ago, but they probably said, don't put out any video or pictures for a while. So I guess, I don't know, people wouldn't try to crash the wedding, but I don't know.
Yeah, because they would know the location.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Right? It must have been very expensive, but I'm sure she got it for free, at least the rental of the field.
Which is a big chunk of it.
Mom owns the stadium.
Second only to the Jeff Bezos wing.
Right?
Actually rented the country.
Close second, though. It was a little too much for me personally with all the Titans stuff, but I guess if you're a Titans exec and then you're like Titans royalty, like
Yeah, you go all in on that theme.
Yeah, and then I, it makes sense too now that it. I know it's the a Titans exec because his only wish was that he could get ready in the locker room. I guess. And so each groomsman had like their own plaque, and so it makes sense that he works for them. They went above and beyond.
Yeah. Yes, this is a level of society way above anything we'll ever come
across.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless we're serving them.
Yes.
Unless I've got a tray of like,
unless
you
we're,
know.
Unless we're mowing right. the grass.
Of $28 Nissan Stadium nachos.
Wow. Well, yeah. Hopefully, you know, good luck to them because, you know, usually stuff that comes out of that locker room is not very good.
I know. I guess Blanche, the bride, threw her bouquet, but it was picked off by the Jaguars and ran in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's good.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
A couple of Nashville sports updates. Over the weekend, the Nashville Cats Arena football team came up a couple of yards short.
Yeah, I came in second.
Just a Jeff Fisher team. Just so close to a championship,
what
but they
expect,
they didn't win.
Though.
Albany, New York, the Firebirds beat the Titans. The
they
Cats
probably could.
By three.
No Max. Offense.
But on the bright side, Nashville SC continues their unbeaten streak, is now at 13 after beating Philadelphia and taking 3 points on the road.
Nice.
Very cool. They are going to be doing a final 11th version of Fast and the Furious.
Do they promise it's going to be the last one?
I don't know.
Right? We should hold them to it.
But they are going to bring back Paul Walker's character, even though he sadly died in a car crash during Fast and Furious 7, I think.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to do the same thing they did last time, where they used his brothers as body doubles and used some CGI effects.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see. That would be nice if it's the last one.
I would watch that one just to see Brian's return.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after that, I guess they'll just have to be on golf carts.
That's right. In the retirement community.
That's right. Vin Diesel goes to Florida.
It'll be Fast and Furious Tesla or something in the future where they're like flying cars or something.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So every Saturday in July and August this summer, the Nashville Zoo is turning into a water wonderland. They're going to have slip and slides, some animal-themed sprinklers.
Nice.
Different things. And then every Saturday they're going to have a different event. So this Saturday they're going to have watermelon eating contests. And they should be happy that I am too old to compete because I would destroy those kids.
Are you a competitive watermelon eater?
I love watermelon. So, those kids would go down. Yeah. I would not take it easy on them. No.
I would love to see you take down 11-year-olds crying.
Yeah,
you're like,
crying. You're spitting
you're
seeds at them.
Yeah.
Take that kid.
It
sucks to suck, Brian.
How was our weekends?
It was really good. It was busy, but in a good way. Let's see. Recorded some episodes of my podcast, the Untitled Film Project podcast, where you, after you see the movie, you come watch us.
Right.
Did a day of yard work on Saturday and treated myself. We went out to Mexican, LOK Corral and Mount Juliet. And yesterday had a hockey game. We won 5-4. We beat one of the top teams.
Nice.
Very cool. Most of my week went okay. Hung out with my son Jeff and the kids, and we watched WWE Night of Champions.
Ooh.
All right,
I love watching the grandkids watch wrestling.
Yeah,
right.
It's always fun.
They must get so fired up.
They do.
Practice on each other.
No, try to keep that away from. But yeah, a little. Ollie has a belt he'll wave around every once in a while.
Little champ, the champion.
Yeah.
And then the second half of the weekend was my air conditioner started struggling.
Oh, no.
So
not in this weather.
It was like 76. And I know that's what you're supposed to set it at, but I would like to do it by choice.
Yeah.
But you're human.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to – I left a text for our friend Ben over at Eurostone.
Woo!
That's right.
So hopefully we'll take care of that pretty soon.
They're HVAC people. Be right on it.
Yeah. Because there'll be a lot of whining if not.
Gina.
Yeah, Friday went down to Shelbyville and gave a car away to a lucky high school student.
Nice.
With Newton Nissan down there. It was great.
That looked fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The girl was really excited. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Good deal.
Saturday, I worked at the Pride Festival all day at my friend's food truck there. So that was cool. We were right by the drag show stage. I like drag shows. I think they're really entertaining. And it kind of disappointed me.
Was it storming?
It was storming, so I know that played a part, but it was more like the talent was not there.
Not the level you're used to seeing.
Yeah. Nobody was good enough to lip sync for their life.
No, none of them would be featured on RuPaul's drag show. Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
And then Sunday, my husband and I went to church, and then we went to our new favorite pizza spot called Pizza Ranch in Hendersonville.
You made
the one everybody's talking about.
Yes, yeah. So yeah. We drove all the way out there, and she's like, do you want to become a rewards member? And I was like, no, it's an hour away from home. Like, yeah. This is just a special treat.
Sounds like, yeah, something special. We have to have a show field trip.
Yeah, it's right? Really good.
I did something over the weekend for the good of America and the world, at least in my viewpoint.
All right. Tell us about it, hero.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. I went to Publix to stop and get groceries on the way home. Mm-hmm. And as I got there, I realized, oh, I have to go to the bathroom really bad. So I had to go pee. So I go into the men's room there, and there's somebody in the little stall already, and there's somebody standing at the urinal. So I had to wait, and the person at the urinal just zipped up and walked out without washing their hands afterwards.
Ew.
Why?
And I went, that's disgusting. And then I saw the guy later, like in the store,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and then I got out to my car, and I was putting my groceries in the car, and realized he was like in the car next to me.
Oh my gosh! Ew.
Loading up his stuff. And so right before I left, I rolled down the window and went, hey, wash your hands after you go potty.
No way.
First, I checked to make sure he wasn't armed.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
But I thought, all right, he learned a valuable lesson that day.
What was the expression on his face?
He just had this look like, what?
Huh?
Like, oh. I don't even know. He probably didn't even realize that he, you know, did that. He's probably just so used to zipping in and out of the bathroom.
Was he, like, older or younger?
Yeah, he was probably in his 60s.
Oh, my gosh. But
didn't your mama teach you better than that?
Yeah. He's clearly not married. he's not properly trained.
Yeah, exactly. And he was raised by wolves. Yeah. I mean,
that's right.
Maybe a 4-year-old wouldn't remember, but come on.
Yes. Let that be a lesson to everybody. Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to tell you.
Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. For the guys in the audience, we have John and Las Casas. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the ladies, we have Wendy in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
All right. We have a warm-up, get acquainted question for you.
Wendy, what career would you be terrible at?
Probably a politician. I'm not a good liar.
Yeah.
Right? You have to have a certain amount of deception in you.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You just don't.
Yes.
John, what about you? What career would you be terrible at?
Probably a beauty pageant judge.
A beauty pageant judge?
Really?
Oh. Okay. All right.
I don't think I'd be able to pick one.
All right, Wendy, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go. If you're using a GAP tool, G-A-P, a GAP tool, are you checking your car's battery, tires, or spark plugs?
I'd say the tires.
Tires? No.
No.
Spark plugs.
Okay.
Spark plugs. Okay.
John, maybe you'll get on the board first.
Okay, John, did The Princess Diaries star Reese Witherspoon, Anne Hathaway, or Amy Adams?
Reese Witherspoon.
No, it was Anne Hathaway.
Mm. Okay, just still 0-0. Wendy, what does it mean if you order your bourbon neat?
No ice.
No. That's ice, right. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Just a glass in the booze.
Okay, John, what do they sell at a Lululemon store?
Clothes.
Well, you have to be more specific.
Yeah.
What kind of clothes?
Summer clothes.
Summer clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really give that.
No, yeah, it's athletic wear. It's very overpriced athletic wear.
Overpriced athletic wear.
Yeah.
Yoga and stuff, yeah.
All right, you can win it all with the correct answer here, Wendy. The Florida Panthers are a hockey team. What do the Carolina Panthers play?
Football.
Football. Woo! Is right.
You are correct. By a score of 2-0.
Congratulations, Wendy.
Yay.
Wendy, we got some concert tickets for you. John, thanks for playing. We appreciate you guys taking part in our regular weekday fun at 7:20 and 8:20. Weekdays with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's exploding, if you will, on Netflix.
The number one show right now is the documentary Poop Cruise.
Poop Cruise!
I texted Woody and Gina over the weekend. Have you guys seen Poop Cruise on Netflix?
I haven't had a chance to check it out, but it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I've seen it's been blowing up on my TikTok in a good way.
Blowing up. It's on my to-do list. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's it should be number two on the on the Netflix top charts. This thing is just so gross, but yet you can't look away. It's less than an hour long, and it talks about, and I barely remember this.
This is like from like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Carnival cruise that was out in the middle of the Gulf of whatever we're calling it now.
Yes.
And
the Gulf of southern parts of us.
In the engine room.
Yeah.
Right? Now, luckily, they were able to put the fire out, but then they were completely without power. They couldn't run the engines. There was no air conditioning, no electricity, no plumbing worked.
So things started overflowing very quickly.
It got bad. It got bad. They had their initial thing for number one was like, go in the shower. Mm. And then for number two, at one point they gave everyone red plastic bags.
Like you see at the doctor's office.
Go in there.
Oh, like, yeah, you would put like sharp needles in it and stuff like that.
Biohazard, yes.
Oh.
And they said, yeah, that you go in there. And it was bad. And then all the sewage, because this is like 3 or 4 days into the cruise, that was in the system started coming up.
Oh, no.
And it's like there are 4,000 people, and mostly everybody doesn't have a, you know, cabin that looks out onto the ocean
with
a window.
Yeah.
So they're scalding hot from no AC. Oh. There's no air flowing through the place whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
And there is stuff coming down the walls.
Oh, my gosh.
So people ended up, like, bringing their mattresses and living on the top of the deck.
I can imagine, yeah.
For days before even a tugboat could come. That took days to get them back to shore.
Oh, wow.
It was horrifying. And the people that they talked to in this documentary, I wouldn't go on a cruise just if they were on the boat. These were the most annoying people ever seen.
I heard that they, like, they refurbished the
They renamed it was called the Triumph.
Yeah.
And which is not a
Not a Triumph.
No.
So yeah, they changed the name and like everybody sued.
Not bad,
They initially gave all the passengers like their money back, $500 and a free cruise to go again.
Yay!
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you'd have PTSD. There's
no kidding.
Way.
There's one guy who brought, like, he's there with her now, you know, girls in her 20s, right?
Yeah.
But he brought his daughter on a Carnival booze cruise. And like, okay, she was 12 at the time.
Yeah.
Why? And they kept going back. They've been taking cruises ever since.
Oh, wow.
Well, they figure, well, it couldn't get any worse than
that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Everything else is just going to be, you know, great after that.
Yeah.
Wow. But so
the cruise literally had a poop deck.
Oh, my gosh.
It was every deck.
If I had a balcony, I would just, like, hang over the side,
I was going to say, does anybody just put their butt over the railing?
And if I were in the inner cabin, I would make friends with the balcony person and be like, listen, can I use your balcony?
Oh, yeah, by the way, they thought it was a good idea after, like, 4 days of drifting at sea.
Yeah.
Let's go open bar. And then people went nuts.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help because I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't.
No.
That cleans me out.
That's right. Yeah. Why don't they have like free coffee and bran muffins?
They need something to make them constipated. Okay. Have you guys ever bought something from a grocery store that you could have easily done yourself, but it's like a prepackaged watermelon or.
Oh, I hate.
Like
doing
a ready to go meal or something?
Always.
I regret when I do it, but I do it.
Yeah.
Like somebody's already shucked the corn.
Right.
It's like, okay, here's 100 ears for a dollar. Or we can do those ones where we've taken all that stuff off
right.
and they're like 3 for $10.
Yeah.
I've seen actually boiled eggs already out of the shell.
Yes.
In like little plastic bags.
Yep.
I'm thinking like, oh, surely I can do this at home. But wait, this is so convenient.
So convenient. I love watermelon. And usually every summer, I'll just sit down and in 2 days I'll eat one of those big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, these pregnancy cravings, I'll buy a big watermelon. I'll eat like a quarter or a half of it. And then the other half just like rots in the fridge because never feel like eating
all
it
again. All of a
sudden
it didn't taste good after that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, pizza sounds better.
Yeah.
But every time I go in the grocery store, the watermelon, the pre-cut watermelon is like calling my name, but it's like $15
versus
a $3 watermelon that I can just cut myself.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Yeah. If you buy like chopped up fruit in like a clear plastic cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like $9.
Cantaloupe and, you know, like say melon, honeydew melon,
yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. I'm like.
They get you.
Yeah, they do.
Because we're wore out.
Yeah.
Like, aren't we? We're just like, by the time we get to the store, it's like, oh, I don't want to shop and cut that.
Yeah.
Right. And watermelon is like labor intensive too.
It is.
So.
Because, you know, you gotta lop the seeds out, too.
Yeah.
And there's a big splash zone.
Yeah. And then they're heavy, like the rind's heavy, so you clean that up, and it just,
Did your parents ever tell you to eat the watermelon seeds, that you would grow watermelons in your stomach?
Yes.
And then they point to a pregnant lady and say, see, she did it.
Never that, but also Rugrats. The Rugrats episode where Chucky ate a watermelon and I think Tommy told him and then he has a dream that he grows the watermelon and all that. So, yeah, I'm scarred.
Terrified. I know. My parents were that devious. That's a great joke, though.
That is. That's funny. See, she did it.
Yeah.
It's another Woody and Jim joke off.
Terrible jokes. Back and forth. Woody and I try to make each other laugh with the worst jokes you've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Woody, kick us off.
All right. Jim, you know, a lot of people don't find mountains to be funny.
Really?
Personally, I think they're hilarious.
What did my wife ask me to take her to one of those restaurants where they make the food in front of you?
Oh, yeah?
So I took her to Subway.
Eat fresh. Jim, I just watched a documentary about beavers.
Yeah?
It was the best damn show.
Woody, two whales walk into a bar, and the bartender says, what do you have? And one whale says, and the other one says, Frank, shut up. You're so drunk.
Whoa!
That may have been one of the earliest victories in the joke-off.
I wasn't ready for that. I was once you did the whale imitation, I went, where is it going? Where is it going? But then it's like, yes, that was very good.
I was just thinking, too, like, I wonder, like, have either of you caved on the first one? Like, has that ever happened?
That happened once, and we actually
one
said,
time.
Okay, well, we'll just have to start again.
We did a
okay.
restart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
it was like, none of us were ready for it. And yeah, Jim laughed at the first joke.
Yeah.
And we're like, what?
Yeah. I succumbed easily.
Yeah.
So, you want to just do one ceremonial joke back and forth?
Okay.
Let's see if we can... All right, Gina.
Okay.
You are the one who has to try not to laugh.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh.
So we'll just give you one joke each. We'll see if we can crack you up.
Okay.
Okay.
Woody, go ahead.
Gina, what was Whitney Houston's favorite coordination?
What?
Hand-eye coordination.
Okay, you laughed.
But it's the performance. Like that's
sometimes,
the thing is your guys' faces after. That's what makes me
yes,
laugh.
The performance is what takes it over
yeah.
the top.
Okay,
all
Jim.
Right.
All right, Jim, you got
here
one.
Here you go, Gina. So our boss here at the station, Totally Hits 93.3, always talking about how we're like a family.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I like to scream, you're not my real mom! And storm out of every meeting.
You're not my real dad.
That's right.
I like that. Those are good ones. I think those would have gotten you guys.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll see.
They were both performance-based.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
yes.
dramatic readings.
Yes.
Those were
when
good.
They go in directions you weren't ready for. Yeah. That's what happens. Right? It's the Woody and Jim show. How about a mood boost? Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Somebody's figured out how to turn our citywide embarrassment into something good. Bachelorette parties. Just over the last few years, 30,000 of them pink hats and cowboy boots walking around everywhere.
It seems that you see those like every weekend, 30,000 of them.
Exactly. The nonprofit, they've figured out that when those bachelorette parties come in their Airbnbs and places they rent out, there's a ton of food and drink left over.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just leave town.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they've done is worked it out. So they go to a lot of these Airbnbs, and as they clean up, they'll grab all the wrapped food and unopened beverages, mm-hmm. and they will bring them to places where people are hungry, shelters.
Great.
And places
that's a great
like
idea.
That. Yeah. So they've turned bachelorette parties into something positive.
Yeah, I like that.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
90s kids summer is trending right now. It's where you try to treat your children to the same kind of summer you had.
Ooh.
If you grew up in the 90s, you know, where you played outside all day until the street lights came on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you drank from the garden hose if you were thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
And you ran through sprinklers and everything. But, you know, and no screens, nothing like that, just playing outside.
Yep.
And kids are going, no. No, we're not going to do that.
Man, my mom left me at our swim club all day alone.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well, they would just drop you off in the morning, pick you up in the afternoon.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, I don't think I could do that to my kid. There's too many weird people now.
That's true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We were raised on hose water and neglect.
So the reign of live-action remakes topping the box office has finally ended, as Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon have been pushed aside for the Brad Pitt racing movie F1, which is top of the box office, made $144 million in 3 days worldwide.
Nice.
Then after that is the rest.
The other ones.
Yep.
So Dolly Parton has yet another business venture she's a part of. They're frozen meals.
Really?
So she has chicken and dumplings, then she has country fried steak, pot roast, and shrimp and grits. That was a close call. They're all high in protein, which is great. So if you're interested, just look for the pink in the freezer aisle. And,
not very cool.
Yeah, it'll lead you right to it.
Nice. It's Paula Deen, you're going down.
That's right, yeah. What are we doing today, you guys?
I am going to be updating our website today.
Okay.
All right.
So check out our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. If you see something you like or you want me to add or whatever, let me know. You can text us 615-553-0933.
Less pictures of Woody and Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much Woody and Jim.
Yeah. I'm fine without less pictures of us, too.
I'm, I've got some things to do this afternoon, and then tonight I'm going to an early screening of Jurassic World Rebirth.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That looks good.
It does. It should be cool.
I mean, they're the same movie every time, but I fall for it all the time.
Right.
True.
I love it. I've got some bills to pay, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to get the air conditioner in my house working again.
Yay.
It started slowly getting warmer as the day went on yesterday.
Either that or you're just going to hang out at the mall.
I will. Or I'll just have to burn several tanks full of gas just letting the car run in the front yard.
Sorry, the Murfreesboro Public Library. We have to close. Get out.
I'll just sleep here. Is that okay? Is that okay? We'll see you guys later.